WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a seven-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent two search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kami McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public if debris washes up on shore to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from five cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped two suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge Thomas Sobosinski says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. Two children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The two abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The two children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Adams County Sheriff's Office put out a notice regarding their police presence at the high school in Adams today. They're hosting a scheduled law enforcement training at the Adams Friendship Fine Arts Center today. There's no cause for concern. Angelo's Pizza Villa in Wausau has been closed for 9 months. The original owner's grandson, Elliot Johnson, is reopening the restaurant in early March. Elliot doesn't plan to make any big changes. The recipes and food will stay the same. Expect to hear more about Wisconsin's wolf hunting plan this week. The Department of Natural Resources is holding a public hearing tomorrow to get feedback. The DNR's updated wolf plan removes a specific number for the state's wolf population. It would make other changes for hunting and trapping. After the public hearing, the plan goes to a vote by the DNR board. In sports, the Bucks are at Portland tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 31. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show, our weekly chat with the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, whose team hits the road. Another one of those kind of NBA-like weeks, couple of road games, two-city trip. Badgers will be in State College to take on Penn State on Wednesday night, and then they will stay on the road, head over to Lincoln, Nebraska for a Saturday afternoon matchup with the Cornhuskers. A split in recent games for the Badgers, a win at Ohio State on Thursday night, and yet another close game. They have had a ton of them the past couple of years. Northwestern getting out the 54-52 winner as we visit with the Badgers head coach. Greg, when we talked before the game yesterday, you say, hey, got to turn a page. You know, you got a big win at Ohio State. You held them off late. It, you know, maybe wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, but you won the game and apologize to nobody about that. You turn the page after a win. It's similar, right? I mean, you're going over the stuff either way, yeah. But not much time here. You got to flip the page quickly,
you,
right?
You do. You can't let, you know, yesterday affect today and you know, today affect tomorrow. So you do have to have a short memory, whether it's good or it's bad, because you like you said, you were on to another opponent really quickly. And we got to continue to push to get better and correct things that didn't go well, keep doing the things that did go well. But you get to this time, you know, look at just flow of games. I look at Michigan State Rutgers. It was, you know, a rock fight. Last night was a rock fight. Just when you baskets are hard to come by, and everybody wants aesthetically pleasing or viewing, you know, basketball. And unfortunately, that's not always the case, specifically when you get teams that really guard each other and make it physical. And we're not the only ones going through it. We just happen to be, it's happened to be right in front of our face right now. So we'll, you know, rally back and get ready for Wednesday night.
I'll take a wild stab. If you guys would have won 55-54, people would have said that's aesthetically pleasing. They would have found either, right?
Right.
Just kind of the bottom line.
You would come down to one shot.
Yep.
I mean, it's, you're looking at, especially in when the game is such a low possession game, which historically you look back for the games in Northwestern, that's how we play each other. And so you don't have a lot of margin for error to begin with, but then when you have, you know, less than 60 possessions, the margin becomes almost non-existent.
We can get into some things that didn't go right, but I guess, and you've done this in the two games before Northwestern, you pointed out that they're a much better defensive team than they had been.
They are.
Chris Lowry coming in on the staff. I mean, they've given teams, you know, they've got a road win at Michigan State, they got a road win in Indiana. It's not a bad team that came.
No, it's
here.
A good
it's
team.
A good
it's team. A good team. A team that throttled Illinois at home, you know, so you know, they've gone through a little bit of ups and downs too, but they have really good guard play. They have very good senior guard play, and I think that's where you see some of the difference. You got experienced guys in the backcourt that understand how valuable every possession is, when you need to really make a play, how to make that play, and they have. You can see the experience in a lot of those areas come to light, and as the game goes on, and like I said, when you have a lower possession game, those things get magnified more.
You mentioned a couple of minutes ago you want to be able to build on the things that you did like. Going back to yesterday, what did you like?
Defensively, I thought we were good. You know, I thought, you know, there are a couple breakdowns here and there. There are always going to be. You rarely pitch a perfect game defensively. But I thought, for the most part, very little dribble penetration. We handled ball screens and dribble handoffs really well. I thought Steve did a good job of showing and shocking ball screens to get the ball handlers back. You know, it was offensively. You know, we have to be more efficient. You got to finish in the paint better. We got to get to the line more, but also make it more. And then, you know, some costly turnovers, even though it's only 9, that's great. We're top 2 or 3 in the country. But again, those, one of them turned into 2 points on the other end. And if you look at just you know, not that you have to have zero. That's always a goal. Can we ever have a zero turnover game? We've had a turnover, a game of one.
Yeah, Krabbenhaw's fault, right?
Yeah, Krabbenhaw's fault. Yeah, he said he got shoved out of bounds. But like I said, when you come down to a one possession game, when we have the lead in the last minute and you get two cracks at the end to take the lead, you look back and go, man, I'd like to have six of those nine back or five of those nine. And that's the fine line that you walk.
I used to always say that these games have had tournament feels to them because of how close they are. And I used to say, and it's wrong, is that, you know, 5 bad minutes can cost you. And it's really more like maybe one or two possessions that are that go sideways, right? And that's just kind of, that's how last year was. And that's how many of the games this year have been, right? Just edge.
You know, we've had 5 games that I think have not come out on the right side of us that have been 4 points or less. Last year, you look back, we probably have won 5 games that were 4 points or less. You know, you just, it is a fine line when you come down to one or two possessions. Now, obviously, you look at the course of, you know, last night was 57 possessions. I believe that's on a very low end where we've been more normally in the mid-60s. But when you, you know, when it comes down like that, obviously those last three or four get the magnifying glass and the spotlight put on them. But there's, you know, a number of other things through the course of the previous 55 or 54 possessions that you could do better or different or more efficiently that would maybe put you in a better position.
And it seemed like there were times, though, you guys were, and you talked about for the Ohio State game, you wanted to pick up the pace, which you did. And even in last night's game, I think specifically after a couple of makes, it was like I'm watching an old Michigan State team. I mean,
yeah, we did. We got it. We got it out of the net and went with it. And it's something we got to continue to. I want to do more of that. I think as Chucky gets more experience and more comfortable, I know he's very cautious in terms of he doesn't want to turn the ball over, which is good. He puts a premium, as I always tell him, when the ball's in your hands, the keys to the program in your hands. So you know, you can't be reckless, but I want you being aggressive. And we've gotten better with that. And that's something we got to continue to work on because the battle for easy baskets, you know, that's what it is. I mean, when you get in the half court, you just, you know, it's like a pillow fight. When you're in the half court, you have to make sure if you can get it one or two, it can make a difference.
You know, one guy we didn't ask you about yesterday, I think we got a little more time to do it, who I thought gave you a spark, especially in the first half, was Kamari.
Kamari, yeah, he did. I thought, you know, and I noticed that the day before I brought him over with me off the scout team, and obviously he has to platoon back and forth, so we have some quickness and penetrating ability on the scout team, and he gives Chucky a great look every day. But just what he did in practice, he was diving on the floor, he disrupted some possessions when he came over on the defensive end, and I think really getting more and more comfortable with understanding how important that position is on the offensive end for us. I thought earlier in the year and leading up to now, he at times got going too fast. You know, he was driving 70 in a 50 zone, you know, or 50 in a 25 residential zone. So understanding pace of when to, when not to, and he's gotten better and more comfortable. And I mentioned more responsible with the ball. I've noticed that he's gotten more comfortable playing within and understands more, I think, how important those possessions are.
On a team full of great guys who have great attitudes, I don't know if anybody has a better one than Kamari, too.
No.
Right?
He loves being here and always staying ready. Yep. The smile never leaves, never, glasses always half full, doesn't have a bad day. Always when I check in, I'm, you know, how you doing, Kamari? Coach, how are you doing? And like, you know, he flings it back. So, yeah, just a great personality.
The cool part in talking with him and Max Klesman, you know, two guys who transferred in, I asked both of them, is this everything you thought? And they both said, and more,
yeah,
what they've been able to do. And when you say that, when things aren't going great, that tells you a lot about, you know, how happy they are to be where they are. And credit to both. And again, the Max Klesman charge at a critical time update.
Yeah.
Did it again yesterday against Northwestern.
Yeah, and you know, you have those game-winning plays, and you come down to the last couple minutes, or last even couple possessions there. You know, Chucky has the ball in his hands trying to make a play. He's hit big shots for us in his career. A big one, you know, less than a year ago here. That
fairly big, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of made the, you know, the place erupt and everybody run on the floor. So you love them when they make them. You have to love them when they miss them, too. So I learned that from an old head coach by the name of Ryan.
You better
if you want to celebrate them when they win and make shots, you better love them when things don't go well too. So we still love Chucky, and he'll make more big ones down the road.
Yeah, this is a team that's really good about that too, making sure. You can hear it from you guys as coaches, but the teammates, they'll step up, because you're right, there's a history there of a lot of great moments. The free throw thing, looking back, not too many years ago, like Nigel Hayes had a year where he was 74% one year, the following year under 60. Ethan had the issues. Tyler was 70 last year. Stevie was not a great sample size, but he was like 80. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it before, about at least 70% mental. Is this one of these things, if they see a couple go down early, that could change everything?
Yeah, contagious. I mean, Tyler was in the 70s earlier this year.
Yeah.
Just look back in December. It is contagious. I think it's definitely, I've always felt, as much mental as it is, physical. And there has been some technique things that both Steve and Tyler have worked through to improve and become more consistent, but it's really difficult to replicate game pressure, and I think that's where both of them have to get over that hump. As much as we do different things and I create stress in practice, to be able to do it when the pressure's on, when you've been running up and down for 30 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever, and it matters, and that the practice doesn't matter, but there's something different about game pressure that, as hard as you try to do 100 different things in practice, you have to be able to, as much mentally as anything else, get over that hump when the lights are on, people are in the seats.
All right, we'll take a break. The Badgers at Penn State on Wednesday night, and then off to Lincoln for a Saturday afternoon matchup with Nebraska. We have more to come as the Greg Gard Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't beat the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered. With more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Race to savings on your next home improvement project at Menards. Update your floors with soft and luxurious carpet, or transform the look of any living space with durable laminate flooring. Looking for something waterproof? Then check out our huge selection of vinyl plank. Get your project to the finish line with Shaw Flooring and save big money. Race to savings on all of your projects right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Badgers getting ready to take on Penn State. 7:30 tip time central, and then a 3 o'clock tip Saturday afternoon in Lincoln. Second time around with Penn State. I know it's been a little bit up and down for them lately, but they have a guy, and we talked about him in the first game. He may be as good as anybody in the country in Jalen Pickett and what he's able to do. Score it, rebound it, distribute it.
Right.
This guy's just a bulldog, isn't he?
He is. I mean, just assist to turnover ratio is through the roof for as much as he handles the ball. Really does a great job. And, you know, you surround him with a lot of shooters, so that helps. You know, those assists always, they only count when the ball goes in the basket.
By the way, Stevie could have had more than four yesterday,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how that, yes. He did play it out of the post very well for the most part, as hard as he was getting trapped. But, you know, yeah, Jalen is really, you know, and they use him where his strengths are. You know, he's not a prolific three-point shooter. He's capable, but he's so strong in terms of some of the dribble back down and how they ball screen you and get you into mismatches and get him in the post and let him work from in there, you know. And then, like I said, they got everything moving and shaking around him, and you can't come very far off or there's, you know, they're going to be taken out of the net with three going on the scoreboard for them. So it's a team that's really challenges you defensively.
I want to get in a little technical because we started to do this and then I changed topics. I was kicking myself afterwards. I know we don't have a telestrator here, but you've talked about how Penn State plays differently. Ghost screens, slide screens.
Right.
Give us a little basketball 101. What is it? And why is that a tough thing to deal with defensively?
Yeah, a ghost screen or a slide screen, they're really the same thing. They're just a fancy name as a ghost screen, like it disappears.
Yep.
So basically, that's what it is. You're accustomed to always having contact on screens, stationary screen. The idea with the ghost screening or the slide screening is bringing a screener at the ball and with creating confusion between the guy running with the screener and the guy on the ball on whether there's going to be an actual screen or not, because there's so much switching into this game to get you confused on are you switching, staying with the ball, and the hopes is that one of the two gets forgotten about, meaning two guys go with the screener or two guys stay with the ball and the screener ends up open. So there's an art to it. I mean, Connor's getting better at it, but he's a prime example who you could go screen with because he's going to command a lot of attention and run at the ball and see if they need to switch him. And then with the ball handler, can you get the ball handler's defender to open up his hips a little bit where you can attack the direction you're going with the ball if they don't switch it? If they don't jump on the ball. So it's kind of like misdirection in football.
Sure.
That's what you're trying to get the defense going one way and really the ball's going the other way.
And then late in the game, if I remember correctly, in the final few seconds, you didn't switch anything, right? In the first game against
Penn
State?
Yeah, you know. To minimize some of that where you really got to keep the ball in front of you and minimize how much you can, you know, there's theories either way. There's theories on where the ghost screen is coming from. If it's coming from where you can see the ghost, you switch it. If it's coming from the blind spot, some teams run it from the bottom where you can't see it coming behind you. The defender on the screener can, and he's got one thing in his mind, and the defender on the ball's got something else. So there's different theories on when do you switch it, when do you not, and time of game sometimes dictates that too.
I got to that topic as I was listening to you with Jordan Taylor and John Luhr and their podcast, Shot of Whiskey, very cleverly named podcast. But I was thinking, man, I should probably do, like, let you be a guy in a clinic here, an informal clinic, a little bit more often than we do on these shows. So that was the genesis of that question. You mentioned with a guy like Connor defensively. I was hearing this when you guys were getting ready to play Ohio State last week. Bryce Sensible, outstanding freshman player on the offensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, work in progress. That's not unusual for a freshman, right? That's kind of par for the course.
That's the common thing. It's very unusual if you find a freshman that comes in is in tune defensively for a variety of reasons. Physical strength being one of them, knowledge, experience, not being required to play defense in their prior life. So all those things go into it. And just, and you're playing against grown men for the most part. If you play against experienced teams, which we did last night, we will play against the oldest team in college basketball on Wednesday night. So those things come into play. That there's no better teacher than experience. We can drill, and I can show defensive tapes to Connor Sejan for 100 days straight. It's the experience he gets in live game action and in practice that help his growth in that area.
It's interesting you say that, because I was talking to Stephen Crowell recently, and I asked him about his increased strength. I mean, he came here, what was he, 215, 220, and now he's like 245, 250. And he says, yeah, that's helped. But so has just being in there in games. And he said, like, by about the middle of last season, it started like, okay, this is making sense now. And obviously, you know, Connor will go through the body by Snides,
right,
here, Jim Snyder, when you get to the off season and they do their lifts now, but there'll be time in the weight room, but the experience is the goal.
And it's the experience of not doing things right. That's the best teacher. Like, when you see yourself on film and say, you can't do it this way, here's how we do it, and here's why. And when you do it this way, here's what happens negatively or bad for our team. So they'll start to associate and connect the how you do it with the why you do it in terms of the system. And when they get that connection, as you mentioned, Steve, it took, you know, almost a year and a half. And Biggs, you know, sometimes because of ball screens, because sometimes it becomes a foreign language that they're trying to learn. It takes a lot of repetitions. And I can remember back to, you know, all the Biggs we've had here, Frank, Brian, Butch, Steemsma, they all struggled early in ball screen defense because it's become more prevalent in the game today than it was when those guys played.
And there's a reason those guys redshirted. I remember with Brian, you know, McDonald's All-American, people thought, boy, right away, he's going to get us 20 and 10. Yeah, he was getting beat up in practice. Was it Jason Chapel at the time?
Mike Wilkinson was literally taking his lunch every day.
But it takes a while, and then it worked out to be Brian ended up being really good. First team All Big Ten and all that, but it takes some time.
Yep.
It really can. You've got the unusual thing again. Well, it's the second time now, actually. You've had it this year with these two city trips. Are there things you can do with these guys to kind of, you know, break it up a little bit? Two nights at State College and then two nights in Lincoln.
Put Willie Nelson in my iPod.
That a boy.
Yeah, on the road again. We'll play that.
That'll go over well.
Yeah. No, we'll stay just because of the time of the games, the late one in State College and the earlier afternoon game in Lincoln. Just it didn't make sense as we looked at travel plans of getting back here Thursday morning at 1, 2 a.m., if you're lucky.
At best.
Yeah, yes. If you're lucky, Thursday really becomes a wash. You're not doing anything. And then you're right back on the plane on Friday for an early, you know, earlier afternoon game. Or I don't even know what time. Is it 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it just made more sense for us just to go right, you know, get a good night's sleep in State College on Wednesday night after the game and fly to Lincoln on Thursday and have two nights there.
I'm cheating here. I might be getting a little ahead of myself because you're locked into Penn State, but you'll have with the Nebraska game. I was actually talking to Coach Chambliss about those guys. He's got the scout for that. And I know they've got two guys down, and that has hurt them. But we got some guys who can play. And they've really changed the approach, right?
I mean,
they're much more defensive focused.
Yeah, they're better defensively. I haven't watched a ton of them just because you know, there's been a little common opponent here and there, but obviously we only play them once, so that's and here we are in, you know, early February before we even see them. So, you know, a couple transfers that are doing some good things. Kid from North Dakota State, Griesel, yeah. Really good player. Tamananga, man, he's got in the
logo
gym range.
Threes.
Yeah, in the gym range. Every event. Will he be the most awesome men's league player but when the time comes?
He's going to tear it up. He's going to be 55 years old.
Yeah, just launching.
Threes.
Yeah, yep. Launching. Yeah. Like he has a shooter's conscience, which is no conscience. Just let it fly no matter when or where. There's like some he even like fakes he's gonna let it launch
and he'll hold the pose too, right?
Yeah. So man, he's fun to watch, not fun to guard.
No, that's for sure. So. And Derek Walker, he might be, you know, Stevie Crowell's a pretty good passer. Derek Walker's one of the
more improved big guys in the league too. I mean, he's really is just watching the bits I have with the opponents we played, a much improved player.
I want to get back to Connor again a little bit. We're talking about shooters that he'd missed. What was it? The first three threes that he took, and you know, I'm kind of laughing at myself. Just keep shooting, young man. And even Mike said, I don't think you'd have to tell him that.
Right.
I mean, he just as he works defensively on the offensive end. He's pretty level. He kind of knows how good he is. If he's going to miss a couple, it's not going to stop him from the next one, is it?
No, very confident, and you want him that way. I'd rather have a shooter like that than have to encourage somebody to pull the trigger on it. His game will grow. He's getting – they're flying at him on the perimeter. So a couple of those early ones weren't as clean as open as the ones he had later. So adding a little shot fake, put the ball on the floor – shot fake, slide dribble, get a cleaner look, something that I think he'll add and needs to add because he's going to get defended. He's not going to get forgotten about on today's scout reports the way teams are chasing him around and putting their, they're trying to put their best defender on him at times. Northwestern did it again, so it's a pretty good compliment for him as a freshman, about halfway through his Big Ten, first Big Ten season to get the other team's best defenders, and he's got to add to his game now to counter some of the things they're trying to take away.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, and there is no question when he comes on the floor at the Kohl Center, certainly when he came off the bench earlier in the season, but now when he's got the ball in his hands, fans here, they know. They're just in anticipation to it. So good luck this week. It's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We have more to come on the Greg Gard Show. We'll check in with associate head coach Joe Krabenhoft, and a bit later, Mike will check in with Chucky Hepburn. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Isolated rain showers likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 31. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 19. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show as now we visit with Badgers associate head coach Joe Krabbenhoft, and we hit on a variety of topics with Joe, beginning with the use of analytics. And man, that has grown incredibly in a relatively short period of time. You can break down opponents this way, that way, every which way, a far cry from even when Joe played, and it wasn't all that long ago. We talk about how the coaches gather information and then relay it to the players.
The stuff that just we can give our guys in scouting reports on tendencies and what players are doing, literally it's on all of our phones as we sit here right now, versus the only time I could receive that information was after hours of DVD being played, or even VCRs a little bit. I know Coach Ryan was even watching VCRs and during my playing days, and shoot, I'm not that old, right? And you'd have to compile that information, maybe try to Google somebody out there that maybe is watching the games that we're scouting, and add that information up and give it to me in a scouting report the day before a game. Now I can just hit push or send on my phone, and Tyler Wahl has everything that Bryce Sensabaugh has done from the left elbow this season. Like, it's a lot more detailed. It can be a little bit of paralysis by analysis at times, and we try to find that right balance.
Are you a junkie for it? Like, when you have the scout for a specific team, I mean, in your case, and then you distribute as needed to these guys, but is it the more the merrier?
For our staff, I think the more we know, the better. And we want it all, whether it's Coach Oliver, Coach Chambliss, or Coach Gard. We compile all that information. We have a great staff, and AJ Van Handel and Kyle Blackburn, who kind of team up with all of us to get everything, and then we say, how does this apply to how we can be successful against Ohio State, for example? And then what does Stephen Crowell need to know? Because we can't give him everything that we have, or he'd get lost in it all.
Sure.
There are things we can pick out that apply to the things that we do that can help us be more successful.
General question here, because everybody's a little bit different, but do you have to be a little bit more cognizant of how much you give a freshman as opposed to an upperclassman? I mean, sometimes they get it right away, but you have to, in a general sense, got to be careful.
Age and just your clientele.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
Brad, as a freshman, got as much as he did as a senior, and he could handle all that. You know, Stephen Crowell, as a young player, can handle a lot. It's just each guy's going to handle that stuff differently. It doesn't mean they're any smarter. They had a better background in that in high school or what have you. But they all grow in that area. Like Tyler Wahl has really grown in that area. He studies that stuff really well now. Chucky has grown in just a year. So it varies from player to player. But definitely the older you get, the more I am able to give them that information and not be worried like it's too much.
Now, I want to jump topics here a little bit, but you mentioned Tyler and how he's grown in that area. I talked to him a few days ago about Coach Gard, and to me, just as somebody who sits over on the sideline and watches, to me, an almost comically underrated part of Coach Gard's ability to coach is drawing up stuff. If it's ATOs, after timeouts, whatever. And Tyler says he has learned so much about X's and O's just from those situations, just to pull an example out of the air. Am I off base there? I mean, there's obviously a ton he brings to the party as a head coach, but his ability to draw stuff up is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think he'd be the first one to say it's the players that go out and execute that. It's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmys and the Joes. He's used that line before, but no, he's done a tremendous job, and it's been years and years of studying players, film, tendencies of the opponent and what they're going to do in certain situations. He obviously had a pretty good role model who didn't use a clipboard, who told us where to go in his mind, and we had to draw it in our minds as we go back out on the floor and execute. But Coach Gar was obviously listening pretty close all those years, and I think over time here in the last 7-8 years, it's just continued to grow. And who am I to sit here and judge, but just sometimes sit in awe at what he sees and says. And but at the end of the day, I know he would agree it's the guys that go out there and they're the ones that are making the passes and the reads and finishing the playoff. But you always try to put your guys in the best positions to find success, and I think more often than not, we've done a pretty good job. Coach has done a pretty good job of that.
I know Greg has mentioned this in other platforms, but he did a thing recently with Johnny Lohr and Jordan Taylor about just watching a game. Guys who do what you do probably can't watch a game the way I would. Like, you see something, you like it, you write it down, and Greg's mentioned that. I would imagine Coach Crabb is similar. If it's a college game, an NBA game, you see something, it's like, oh, I kind of like that. You take notes, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's the little things in the game of basketball that we really enjoy that I think I've learned a lot from Coach Gard. He always stresses to us assistants and his staff to keep a notepad, keep a book, keep writing things down as you're watching games, as you go on the road. Even high school coaches here in the state are tremendous. Like, if you see something, write it down and bring it to me and see if we can work on it. And it's just a coach that's always trying to improve and get better and add more tools to the toolbox, per se. And I think you got a tip of the cap to Coach Gard at a program and a place that's so well established that you can lean on the foundation and the principles and find success. He's always trying to push that bar, and without losing sight of who we are, how can we always get better? Where can we find little areas to improve upon in plays and sets and philosophy to get better every single year?
Part of the philosophy here, the culture, and you mentioned your coach here, Coach Ryan. I remember, I think it was Bo's first or second year here, I used a term that I never used with him again. I said, you know, this time of year, Bo, it's like the dog days. And when I said dog days, he looked at me like I had two heads. That just, like, no. So I'll put it a different way for you here. I mean, it's, as we speak, you know, we're ready to get into February. It's cold. We've got snow. Busting through that and just playing, right? I mean, you're laughing when I, because it, the dog days thing, that just didn't fly, right? You got to bust through it and get excited out here. Yeah, every day.
I won't look at you like he I've gotten that look too many, many times. That's okay. That's why we love him. You got to have the approach of just, it's tough. No one said it would be easy. But we got a lot that we're thankful and grateful for every day that we get to come to work at a great place like this and a program like this. Our players understand and appreciate where they're at, and they've put themselves in a position where they can, you know, have a lot of success this year and beyond. And it takes a lot of grit and determination. And when maybe losses stack up or things don't go your way one day, the next day ain't easier to get up and do it again. But that's why this program has leadership like Coach Gard and guys who have been here, Sharif Chambliss, myself, Dean Oliver, that can help maybe guys who are going through it for the first time, the dog days, how to get through those. And I have faith that this team and this program will continue to do that. There's really no other alternative route.
Exactly.
You just put your head down, you go to work, and you get better.
Well, there's a history of it here, to say the least. Final question in the hodgepodge here, but you mentioned the Jimmys and Joes, and one of the, you know, the challenges that teams will have in this team is that you've got guys, if it's Max, it could be Gilly, they have defensive assignments where they're looking up. They're looking up a few minutes. They're looking up a few inches. They're giving up some size here. General principles. What do you tell somebody? What do you emphasize with guys like that who might be trying to check somebody? You know, even O'Connor in a game against, you know, Illinois, going up against a veteran, a little bigger. What are the basic rules in those situations?
I mean, you try to level the playing field no matter what. You know, so if you're playing against a guy like Terrence Shannon, Max Klesman, when Terrence Shannon's on the bench with two fouls, you've done your job. And Max Klesman understood that. We watched film. We knew when he was putting the ball down with his left hand in a certain part of the floor, this is the best opportunity to get one on him, to meet him in the chest, take one. And on the other end of the floor, you know, specifically when they're guarding you, if maybe their elevator button, like Coach Guard likes to say, their elevator goes up a couple more floors than ours do, how do we level the playing field? 2 feet, pump fake, chin in the ball, you know, shoulders square to the basket. Don't let them, you know, be able to get it when you go up with it. And, you know, there's things we work on every day, the fundamentals of the game. Can you be fundamentally sound to level the playing field, no matter if it's height, athleticism, whatever it is? And then it's not like Max Klesman and those guys aren't great athletes either. Like, there's a toughness factor that not many people think about when they think about athlete. And those guys, you mentioned Max, Carter Gilmore, there's a toughness component to both those guys that ask any coach or anybody about them, they'll be like, what do you mean he's 3 inches shorter? It doesn't matter. Look how hard he plays. Mm-hmm. You know, so play the game hard.
That's Badgers associate head coach Joe Krabenhoff. Stay with us. Mike Lucas is up next with Chucky Hepburn as we continue with the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Greg Gard Radio Show. I'm Mike Lucas. I'm joined by Wisconsin point guard Chucky Hepburn. When you look at what Connor Asijan's going through as a freshman starter in the Big Ten, can you relate it to your experiences from last year?
Absolutely. No, everybody has ups and downs, especially being a freshman. So people are going to go through those types of things. But, you know, he's done a tremendous job for us. You know, I love playing aside with him. You know, he's one of those guys you could just pass it to. You just turn away and just know it's going in.
What was your biggest challenge a year ago?
My biggest challenge is I believe just staying out of foul trouble because, you know, it's a new game, new type of physicality I wasn't adjusted to. You know, the very first Big Ten game I ever played in, you know, I got in foul trouble right away. So that was against Indiana. So, you know, my biggest challenge was just staying in, out of foul trouble and just playing my role.
How do you deal with the ups and downs as a true freshman? How do you make sure you keep your confidence?
Absolutely. You know, it's still the game of basketball, you know. You know, it's something that we've enjoyed doing all our life. And I just think that there's if you just block out all the noise, you know, you have your 15, 16 other teammates surrounding you. So you know that you feel that they have confidence in you, so you should be able to have confidence in yourself.
Connor Asijan has talked a little bit about the physicality of the game at this level. What's that mean to you?
Absolutely. Physicality means everything to me. You know, I love being physical. You know, Big Ten is a very physical conference. So, you know, just to be able to go out there and just be physical with other people, you know, that's something that kind of strived. It's getting better. I shouldn't say strived really well, but it's getting better. You know, from the very first time he came on this campus to right now, you know, he's taken huge strides to be where he's at.
What does he do well that really impresses you?
For sure. He moves without the ball very well. You know, he knows how what open spots to get to. He knows where to get to with the ball. And he just knows how to move without the ball as well. So, you know, it makes it easier as a point guard to find him.
Chucky, if you could tell him something coming off the Illinois game where they locked him up pretty well both times that they played the Illini, what's the best advice you could give Connor Asijan?
For sure. Just make it start on defense. And, you know, defense leads to offense. And as long as you play defense, you know, the offense will come easy to you.
It's hard for a freshman, though, to play defense at this level in the Big Ten. You went through that transition a year ago, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, it was something I definitely had to get adjusted to. Like I said, I got in foul trouble the very first Big Ten game. So, you know, just learning how to guard and how to defend, you know, having guys like Brad and Johnny around to help me was kind of tremendous. So hopefully I'm there for Connor when he needs him.
Against Illinois, you didn't score in the first half. In the second half, you had 15 points. Look back on that game. What was the big difference?
I feel like I was just being more aggressive and looking for my shot. In the first half, I was just shooting the open ones. I wasn't really looking for my shot. So I think in the second half, when I was being aggressive and attacking lanes, you know, I was able to get to where I wanted and attack.
Describe that first shot you hit. It looked like the clock was running down. The shot clock was running down. You had an opportunity, a look. You passed it up, got the ball back. You probably didn't have a whole lot of time to think, did you?
No, honestly, no. You know, that's something I go through. I just sometimes I tense up and don't want to shoot the ball. But, you know, that's something that my team needs me to do is be able to shoot the ball. You know, I'm shooting a great percentage from the three-point line. So when I have an open three, I just need to take it.
Have the coaches kind of tried to get you to take more command on the offense?
Absolutely. You know, that's part of that's been part of the emphasis, you know, just get me the ball and I'll make plays, you know. So, you know, if I can do that, I think this team will succeed a lot more.
Are you feeling more comfortable knowing that they want you to be aggressive?
You know, I'm more comfortable, more in a better position than I was last year to know that they want me to be able to score more, so and just make more plays as well. So, you know, I know my teammates trusted me to be able to do that, so, you know, I have a lot of confidence in doing that.
We're talking with Chucky Hepburn. How tough was last week for you, just emotionally, besides the physical aspect of playing at Northwestern, then Maryland on January 24th was the celebration of life for your close friend, Vincent Burns.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it was definitely tough for me. Not really having time to really think about what's happening. You know, it's been a whole year. You know, just life just goes on so fast. So, you know, never really had the chance to really sit down and think about it until, like, the 24th or that Tuesday when we're already in Maryland. So, you know, it's definitely a tough week for me. So, you know, my coaches and teammates have been there for me. So, you know, I'm just glad that I have 16 brothers and a coach staff that's able to support me like that.
So what do these words mean to you? Stay focused, go hard.
I mean, everything to me. You know, I have tatted on me, hard times don't last. And, you know, I think that's a big quote in my life.
You learned a lot from him, didn't you? So how do you celebrate his life moving forward?
For sure. You know, just to be the type of player that he was when he was growing up, you know, he didn't care who he's going up against. You know, he was always like one of the smallest players on the floor, but would guard the biggest, you know, and he was just so physical and didn't have any fear to him. You know, that's what I loved about him.
This hasn't been an easy first half to the season, the Big Ten season for this team. How do you get back on track?
for sure, just make sure everybody's still 10 toes, you know, everybody's still locked in. And, you know, we went through a phase where people were hurt, and we wanted to blame it on that, but we couldn't. So, you know, everybody's back healthy now, so it's time to get rolling.
Final thought. During the Illinois game, I understand they showed a youngster on the screen with a Truckee Hepburn wig on. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. I did. So that little girl was actually dressed like that for Halloween. So I've already seen her before. So
you like being around kids?
Oh, yeah, I love kids. Love kids. You know, I want to have some of my own one day. Hopefully not soon, like Johnny soon, but one day.
Very last thing, this is Black History Month. Is that important to you?
Absolutely. You know, I take great pride in my culture, you know. I'm a very proud black man, and, you know, I'll be able to hopefully be able to continue to be a leader for the young black community.
Okay, so I know you smiled when you saw the picture of the youngster on the board. You hope to be smiling a little bit more as this season plays itself out. Smiles mean wins.
Absolutely, you know. As long as we win, we're going to be smiling all along the way, so let's keep doing it.
Chucky, good talking with you again.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Mike Lucas visiting with Badgers sophomore point guard Chucky Hepburn. Stay with us. Back to wrap things up on the Greg Gard Show in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey,
light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Auto Parts Store is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of the business we do. From Detroit, Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin, and from Chicago, Illinois to the Upper Peninsula, we've got you covered. Quality parts, friendly service, and a huge selection of name brand products. You can even shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's bumper to bumper. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping locally.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey everyone, I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I have some exciting news to share. At Wahlburgers, we are all about bringing the family together to enjoy a great meal and have a great time. That's why right now, for a limited time, kids eat free every day at all Hy-Vee Wahlburger locations. Kids 12 and under can enjoy one free kid's meal with any purchase of an adult burger, sandwich, or entree salad.
Bring the family to Wahlburgers and the Wahlburgers in Hy-Vee stores, where right now, kids can eat free.
Checking out the Tuesday schedule. Rutgers on the road at Indiana. Both teams coming off big wins. Rutgers over Michigan State at Madison Square Garden in Indiana, knocking off top-ranked Purdue. Maryland will be at Michigan State. Important game for both teams. I guess they're all important now. And, of course, the Minnesota at Illinois game postponed. A COVID issue with the Gophers program. The conference office will work to reschedule that game. One game on Wednesday. Nebraska will be at Michigan. A couple of games on Thursday. The Boilermakers on the home floor against Iowa. Hawkeye Buckeyes with a big win against Illinois last Saturday. And Northwestern will be at Ohio State. And the slate on Saturday, besides the Badgers and the Huskers, Penn State will be at Maryland. Rutgers on the road, taking on the Illini.
You've
in
been
Champaign.
Listening to the Greg
and Michigan
Gard
has
Show,
the home floor against the Indiana Hoosiers. Our coverage on Wednesday night from the Bryce Jordan Center in State College will be at 6:30. Tip time set for 7:30 for the Badgers and the Nittany Lions. Wisconsin going for a sweep in the regular season series, and then the one and only meeting with Nebraska coming up in Lincoln on Saturday afternoon. Tip time set for 3 o'clock. For Mike Lucas, Chucky Hepburn, Joe Krabenhoft, head coach Greg Gard, our engineer Dave McCann, I'm Matt LePage. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Wednesday for the Badgers and Penn State on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 31. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 35. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 19. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.